Have you ever taken a hike in the mountains and upon reaching the top of the peak where you look out and go, wow, this world is beautiful? Or have you ever gone to the beach and right at sunset, you see the sun going down into the endless blue ocean and you think, there is no place more incredible than this on the whole earth? This is creation crying out to the Lord of all. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible, invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Colossians 1:16. So, today we're looking at theology and general revelation. We're taking a little bit of a break from current events. We're doing a new theology series. We'll be doing kind of a little bit of both, but this is about general revelation. No, this is not the book of Revelation in the Bible. This is the reality of God revealed through normal life. This is part of our theology series at Church Public, and I hope you enjoy this episode. I'm Matt Odegaard, and this is Church Public. Welcome back to Church Public. I really appreciate you. And this whole theology series is to help you live out your faith. And in order to do that, you need to know what your faith is. I'm here to help you out, and I really want to be able to do that. If you missed the first in our theology series, you can go back in the archives on any of the podcast places, audio or video, and you can go there and check out that first theology series. I'll be doing these periodically and just continue to process systematically through different theology points so that you can live out your faith in a real way. If you want to see any of the videos on video, you can go to churchpublic.com or the YouTubes. If you are just listening on audio, again, audio is available at all the podcast places. And of course, if you do want to support, you can go to churchpublic.com/support. Really appreciate it. It's a labor of love designed to help you learn about current events from a Christian perspective and help you live out your faith. So, all right. Some people say, I don't need theology. I just need Jesus. Sadly, unfortunately, this misses the point of living as a Christian. At some point, we all need to understand the truth that God has revealed to us, and that is just simply the study of theology. Again, if you missed the first series, we talk about that a fair bit. The only question that we're left with is, will we do this, the study of God, in a way that actually gets to the truth, or to get our theology from somewhere else, like the internet, which I don't particularly think is a good idea. Now, yes, I'm well aware that you're probably watching this somewhere on the internet. However, I will attempt to tie everything I say to the Bible, and you're more than welcome not to believe me, and also please do check my work by reading the Bible yourself, or read a theology textbook, or whatever. I just want to help you get to the place where you can understand what theology is, what the study of God is, and how to do that in a better way. Now, this is nothing new either. People have discussed theology for 2,000 plus years, and I'm not the first. My goal here is to help those that need a little assistance figuring out where to start and getting to a place where you can understand what theology is and how we process through this on a day-to-day basis, and then what effect that has on your day-to-day life, because I believe that it does. I don't think you can just say, well, I just need Jesus, and that's all I need. And yes, that's true for salvation. However, to live in the world, you kind of need to know what the Bible says. You need to know what theology is. You need to know who God is so that you can make decisions on a day-to-day basis. And through this, I want to help you. So we're starting with the scripture, because again, I want to keep coming back to scripture. This is Paul talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3. He says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So that's 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. Really good scripture that reminds us we need to be reading scripture because that's where we get our theology. That's where we know what to do. And we just heard from Paul. These things are useful. Scripture is useful. We need to teach it and learn from it. We need it to challenge bad ideas, rebuke and correct. How much of this do we need these days? And we need it to train up towards action and belief because, yes, you should believe something, but you actually have to do something too. That's the goal here. I want to help. Consider me your trainer, your coach, whatever. Like any endeavor, sports or music, you have to put in the work. I can only show you where these things are located. I can point you to the door. You have to walk through. And I hope you do. I hope you read your Bible every day so that you can understand more of what it says, but you can know more of God himself and then live in the glory of his presence through the power of the Spirit out your faith every day in all of the things that you do. I hope you do that. So the topic that we're going to talk about today is called General Revelation. As I mentioned at the beginning, this is not the book of Revelation, though I'm doing another series in another place on Revelation, and it is very fascinating. That's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about things being revealed in a general sense. Other people call this natural theology because it's looking at nature. Now, caveat here is that many people are making a god out of nature. That's not good. That's not scriptural. That's not biblical. Nature is part of God's creation and needs to be put in the place of God's creation, not worshiping the created, not the creator. Read Romans 1 for more on that. But most of you also probably know the beginning of the Declaration of Independence. It says, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they're endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." On the other part of this podcast, where we look at current events from a Christian perspective, there was an interesting host the other day that didn't agree with this and said, "Well, no, your rights don't come from God, they come from something else," though she really struggled to say what the something else is. This statement in the Declaration of Independence, as our founders well knew, points to something higher, someone higher that reveals truth. You cannot get truth from yourself. Many people in this culture think you can. They believe that you can just create truth for yourself. They say things like, "Live your truth." But ultimately, that comes to an end. You can't know more than you are. You have to gain your truth, your absolute truth, your revealed truth from something beyond yourself. I would say it is a divine creature, which is God. And I said creature, I didn't mean creature, but the created, the uncreated one. I'm butchering this. We are the created. God is the creator. That's what I'm trying to say. It has to come from something outside yourself, a divine presence that is bigger and higher than you. Now, as we talked about at the beginning, a lot of times this is called natural theology. This is the natural theology in the general revelation. There are things you can know because God has revealed him. We just read that scripture tells us God is the source of all truth. God is the source of truth. Now, the question that you come to then is, well, some people say true things, and they're clearly not Christian. Right, that's because God is the source of all truth, and we are God's creation. Even when we don't have a relationship with God, we still can lock into certain pieces of truth, although we can't have the full truth unless we have a relationship with God. We'll get to more about that on another day in this theology, but I just want to give you that overview to understand that we're talking today about general revelation and natural truth, things that you can know from just being alive. Going back a long, long way to Augustine, some say Saint Augustine, he gave us an analogy, and Thomas Aquinas later repeated basically the same thing, and it still serves us well all of these years later. The analogy goes basically like this. Your sight could be perfect. Now, I will admit, I don't have perfect vision. I'm something like 40/20. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's not that good. Other members of my family are something like 400 or 620, which is fairly bad. But let's just say you have 20/20 vision. I talked to another friend of mine today who said, and I don't know what the other opposite thing is. I'm not an ophthalmologist, but they said they were like 10/20. So they had like super sight. Your sight could be that good, that you can see really, really well. You can see everything really, really clearly. And you could be placed in a room with all sorts of beautiful things, think museum or whatever, and you're seeing paintings and statues and just beautiful things created through the ages. However, if the lights were out, and I mean really dark, not even silhouettes, you just wouldn't be able to see anything. There's nothing wrong with your eyesight. Your eyesight's still fantastic. The problem is, there's no light in the room. Unless you are illuminated by the power of the light, you on your own have no power to see the things that are in the room, regardless of how beautiful they are. Augustine talks about this, and he makes a parallel here to the divine revelation and the truth. You can see things that are around you, but you can't quite understand them. You can't quite know truth without the light of truth, which of course is God himself. So, when scientists try to discover truth through experiments and those kinds of things, the only way they're able to find out anything is because God has purposely revealed truth in creation. Side note, This is one of the reasons why there's been such a failure over the past several years in faith and trust. We've been asked over and over again to quote-unquote trust the science when it's been clear they were not telling us the truth. The applicable question here is, who are you going to trust, me or your lying eyes? Implying that you're obviously wrong, what you see revealed in the world is wrong, and you should just trust, quote-unquote, the experts and what they say, even if the real revelation of creation and truth and your lying eyes shows that they're not true. One really clear example of this is the idea that, for instance, a man can become a woman just by the force of their will, or medicine, or surgeries. True things are true things. You can lie about them, you can try to cover over what they are, but they're just true. This revelation is called general. Everyone on earth is able to see this and understand it. Here's a verse for you. The heavens declare the glory of God, Psalm 91:1. The heavens declare the glory of God. Even the earth itself says this is true. Now, even those that are blind, spiritually blind, for instance, that don't know God, don't have a relationship with God, are not exempt from this. Romans 1:19 reminds us that all humanity has a sense of right and wrong. And of course, we see that. We know it's not a good idea to murder somebody or lie or cheat or steal in a general sense. Yes, there are people that do it, but most people think, yeah, that's a bad idea. You shouldn't do that. This is part of the general revelation that we have as humans, knowing that there is a right and wrong, even though many people on earth say there's not. Second, this is general because it's not the story of God's redemption. Depending on when you're listening to this, we just went through the calendar day of Easter, which is a specific revelation to a specific group of people for a specific reason. Again, we'll talk more about that at another time, but it's important to know that there is a difference. You could go stand by the ocean, hear the crashing waves, and that is an amazing experience, but you wouldn't know that Jesus rose from the dead after 3 days by standing on the edge of the ocean. It just doesn't work like that. And you see what I'm saying. Like, again, it's nice, it's beautiful. You can go to the mountaintop and look across the whole land, but that doesn't reveal to you what's going to happen in the end of days, because that's not how revelation works. That's a specific thing or a special thing. Again, we'll get to more of that later. This is the general piece of revelation. So, as a point of reference, we need the Holy Scriptures. And you can say at the beginning, I don't need scripture, I don't need theology, I just need Jesus. That's a nice thing to say, but it's just not true. You can't know everything about God by just going to the edge of the continent and looking into the ocean. It just doesn't work like that. The scripture is not in this general category. We'll talk more about it later, but the scripture is in a special one because it gives you revelation that you can't just walk out into the world and see. Now, to summarize, the general revelation of God shows his power and presence in the universe. You can ignore it, even if you ignore it, even if you try to explain it away through scientific language like the Big Bang or whatever, it doesn't change the truth of what is true. There is a God of the universe, and he has made himself known. I hope that you seek after him, as Jesus says, with your heart and soul and mind and strength, and he also says, seek first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added. So we need to seek after God in order to be found by God, in order to have the grace and truth that we receive through God. But there is still, for everybody, a general revelation that you can receive. We're not talking about salvation. We're just talking about the things that are, in fact, true. So this has been episode 2 of Theology about the general revelation of God for Church Public. I'm Matt Odegaard, and as always, I hope that you will keep the faith. Thanks again for stopping by. I really appreciate you. If you missed the last episode of Theology, go to churchpublic.com or go to any of the podcast places or go to YouTube. It's available there too. Go in the Church Public archives and look for it. I hope that it helps you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, and keep seeking God.